السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله، what an amazing رواية للصحابي أسعد بن زرارة رضي الله عنه. حضرت أسعد بن زرارة known as أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه. What an amazing حديث his brother narrates. This صحابي حضرت أسعد was the host of حضرت مصعب رضي الله عنه. When Rasulullah, when our beloved Rasulullah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sent Hazrat Mus'ab and Hazrat Abdullah bin Ummi Maktum radiallahu anhuma to give da'wat and to teach Allah's deen in Medina Munawwara. Hazrat As'ad bin Zurara would take them throughout Medina Munawwara in the different areas, vicinities, to convey the message of Allah's deen. Now, interestingly, the first Sahabi from the Ansar to pass away just after the Hijrah was As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu. The first of the Muhajireen was Hazrat Uthman ibn Mad'un radiallahu anhu. Prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival, Al-Bara ibn Ma'rur radiallahu anhu passed on. But the first after Hijrah was As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu. So when Hazrat Sahal bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu had a child, his wife gave birth, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a name. The child's mother's father was As'ad bin Zurara Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi who was instrumental in accommodating and making efforts to host the da'is in Medina Munawwara, was Hazrat As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu, the grandfather of the child, like we understand it as the nana of the child. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named the son of Hazrat Sahal bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu As'ad Abu Umama radiallahu anhu. He would take Hazrat Mus'ab around, and whoever Hazrat Mus'ab was speaking to, he would actually explain that invite this person to Allah sincerely, O Mus'ab radiallahu anhu, because behind him there are many to change. He has such potential that there's so many that will come to the truth through him. Invite him to Allah sincerely. Please Mus'ab, use strategy with him. فَإِنَّ وَرَاءَهُ بَشَرٌ كَثِيرٌ أخلص الله فيه وأحسن التأتي له. Sincerely give him da'wat, O Hazrat Mus'ab, for Allah do it. And use a wonderful strategy and wisdom in giving him da'wat, because behind him there are many to change. So Sahaba saw potential in every person, subhanAllah. My brother used to beautifully say, see potential in every person. SubhanAllah, every Muslim we see, we can teach something about deen and learn something from them. And every non-Muslim we see, inshallah, we can invite them to Islam and they can get saved from Jahannam. And every Muslim we see, we can also remind him, and my sisters can remind her, that every one of us can share Allah's deen to somebody. Like that, inshallah, the world will become a better place. So Hazrat As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu had a brother by the name of Sa'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu. So Muhammad bin Abdul Rahman bin As'ad bin Zurara narrate bin Sa'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu narrates from his father, from his grandfather Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, as he spoke about Allah, he said, Allah loves most ma ahabba Allah azza wa jalla min abdihi dhikra shay min al-ni'am afdala ma ahabba an yadhkurahu bima hadahu lahu min al-iman bihi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa imanan biqadrihi khayrihi wa sharrihi. Allah loves most when we thank Allah. There's nothing Allah loves more than when we appreciate His bounties, especially the bounty of Iman, the bounty of Hidayah, where Allah guided one to Iman in Allah and the Malaika and the books of Allah and the messengers of Allah. And Allah has given us belief in Taqdeer. When we thank Allah for this gift of Iman, Allah loves this appreciation the most. There's nothing Allah loves more than this, subhanAllah. What a gift of Allah is this beautiful deen Allah has given us. Allah has made us Muslim. Allah has given us this gift of deen. How fortunate are we that there's a way to live. There's a lifestyle. There's guidance in every aspect of our life. What to do, how to treat others, how to be with our families, how to interact with our children, with our clients, our customers, our employers, employees, neighbors, associates, teachers, tutors, parents, children, staff members, siblings, brothers and sisters, parents, grandparents, Every aspect of life, our deen teaches us guidance through and through. How do we thank Allah for this gift of Iman? We always hear this in the mudhakara of Iman, as our brothers make gush and what they say. Let's thank Allah for the gift of Iman. There's no greater gift of Allah than the gift of Iman. Subhanallah. Our elders quote this from this hadith of Hazrat Sa'd bin Zurarah radiallahu anhu, that Allah loves most when we thank Him for the gift of Iman and the gift of Deen. As the pious say, Alhamdulillah ta'ala ala ni'mati al-Islam wa ala ni'mati al-Iman wa kafa biha min ni'mah. How can we thank Allah for the gift of Iman and the gift of Islam? What a favor it is indeed. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Mullah Sahib, Hafidhahullah, one of the last students of Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Rahmatullah Alayhi, in the world. He qualified at Hazrat Hussain Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, at 55 Hijri, 1955. And Hazrat Mawlana Hussain, Rahmatullah Alayhi, left this world in 57. We'll be fortunate to have him still in South Africa, in Ladysmith, NKR. How beautiful were his words and advices when he said, quoting Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi, that three things, the violation of which one could die without Iman. He says, number one, kufranu ni'matil Iman, being ungrateful to the gift of Iman, that Allah made us Muslim, Allah made us mu'min, Allah made us, made it such that we were born in Muslim homes, or Allah made it such that we embraced Islam, and we're not grateful for this bounty. When we are ungrateful for this bounty, this could deprive us of dying with Iman. Number two, no concern about how will we die. Will we die upon Iman or not? Not fearing the condition in which we will die would also cause us to, could cause us to be deprived of the gift of Iman or the gift of dying with Iman. We find in the lives of the pious, they always worried, they were concerned. Even the greatest of righteous and pious cried profusely. And when told by their students, don't you know Allah's mercies are so profound and so unlimited? He says, Allah's mercies, 100%. But what if we lose our Iman before we die? We find this even in Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhu, such taqwa and such consciousness of Allah. We have to be greatly concerned about how will we die. And we should have great hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sima rahmatullah alayhi, driving down the road, passing some people in their drunkenness, swaying and collapsing. The few students with him in the conveyance laughed. Hazrat said, why do you laugh? They said, due to this despicable sight. Hazrat said, you know, we don't even know the condition in which we will die in. We could be deprived of Iman, and they could become the greatest of awliya. Allahu Akbar. So we should always be concerned about how we will die. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to live with Iman, to die with Iman. May Allah resurrect us with perfect Iman. May Allah give us Jannatul Firdaus through His grace and mercy. And the third crime through which one could be deprived of Iman on one's deathbed is zulm and injustice, usurping and violating the rights of others. Allah save us. Zulm, oppression. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah preserve our Iman, our children's Iman, our progeny's Iman. Allah help the Ummah of our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the four corners of the world. Mm-hmm.